You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don't forget, this Sunday at 11 a.m., catch Inside the Cleveland Browns with Sarah Carnes and Dustin Fox, followed by an all-new Dog Pound Report at 11:30 with myself and Andy Baskin.
No me this week.
No you this
Sorry,
week?
Sorry, man.
Why?
Sorry.
Dude, you
Come
got
back.
High. You got big props in the Monday meeting.
Yeah.
Matt Wilhelm. You got, hey, like, man. Big shout-outs from people.
Yeah, man. You're good on the Dog
For the
Pound
job.
Report.
Nice.
Well
Real
done.
Good.
Not too shabby at all.
Thanks,
Not
man.
Too shabby.
Heck
all right, let's
no.
get into the mailbag, Gibbs.
All right, guys. First question, kind of a Cavs question. Ryan Connolly. Was Delly cramping up in the fourth quarter when Curry went off?
I don't know. I think there were so many times where, again, with Delly with throwing his body around, that he'd come up limping. At one point, I want to say late third, early fourth quarter, he got up off the ground after some type of impact from a player and or the ground. He got up and
he was limping,
but I looked at his leg and it wasn't like, to me, an injury limp. It was kind of toe pointed towards the sky and leg elongated, which meant he was trying to walk as if he was trying to get a stretch on the backside of his leg. So, yeah, it very well could be possible that he was cramping to a certain extent as he was trying to stop Curry, who was, as Nathan and I talked about in a break, getting run off of four different picks to make, I think, his third three-pointer in the fourth quarter, which is like is crazy for anybody to get through.
And at some point, I would like to see the officials call Draymond Green for the illegal screen that
yeah.
he's literally jumping
yeah.
out.
Mozgov gets the ticky-tacky, you know, screen. Tristan will get a ticky-tacky screen. But Draymond Green, that's the only way he sets a screen. And I think they've just accepted that that's the way it is, but it's not by the rules.
Right, and they were bad on that. The foul they called on Mozgov, and then the next play down there, Draymond did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
They didn't call it. It was
I will say this. At least they're calling it bad both ways. I
they
mean,
are.
The officiating's
right.
horrible,
yes.
but at least it's going bad both ways.
What about the point, and I heard this morning on Mike and Mike, is the inadvertent whistle and essentially reversing the inadvertent whistle. Warriors get the ball, but then they go to review, and they end up reversing that call. It ends up being Cavaliers' ball. We inbound it. LeBron gets fouled, makes two free throws to take it from 3-5.
Right call, though.
Right call, but not in the rules, is my point. It was the point that they were making, and as far as I understand it, you know, they're speaking factual, was that you cannot go to replay on an inadvertent whistle. But they ultimately, I think, you know, Joey Crawford and his crew wanted to make the right call, as Javi and others have said, as analysts of the NBA and the officiating. They ultimately made the right call, but it wasn't by the rules. You cannot go to replay on an inadvertent whistle.
All right, guys, we move into the football category here for the mailbag.
Yeah,
Mark Bishop was listening to the Charles Gaines interview.
Yes.
Gaines talking about being a wide receiver. At one time, he says, why a former wide receiver? Couldn't he be a wide out here?
He was a former receiver. He was recruited to play receiver. Didn't make it at Louisville as a receiver. Now he has been changed into a cornerback, and that's what he's playing in the NFL.
That's it.
That's just that simple. I think it's a pretty easy one.
George, our good friend behind enemy lines, tweeting at us today. Which of the Browns' aspiring young DBs is most likely to be Dante Whitner's successor?
I think Ibrahim Campbell.
That's who was drafted
who
to
was
be.
Who was drafted to yes. be the heir apparent to Dante Whitner. And as you heard Charles Gaines talk about in his interview, the amount of knowledge that the young players in the defensive backfield, corners, and safety rooms are able to gain not only from Aaron Glenn, their coach, but the players' willingness to help them and aid them through, you know, the learning curve of going from college to professional will help accelerate their opportunity to get on the field, and when they do, make an impact on the field, which, again, is something that points towards a positive direction for the future of this franchise.
Yes, Ibrahim Campbell, the guy they trade up, he was the one that they targeted. That's who they wanted all along. That's why he was drafted to be that heir apparent.
All right, Gerald tweets at the show. Dwayne Bowe tweaked the knee last week, but it doesn't appear to be serious from everything we're hearing. And with that happening and how the season went down last year after Alex Mack was injured, what one player going on injured reserve this year would condemn the season? Thomas, McCown, Kruger?
Josh McCown.
The biggest injury that would condemn the season?
Correct.
Similar to the way Alex Mack did for the offensive side of the ball in the season. Would you say Alex Mack again? You hopefully were better prepared now with Cam Irving.
No, because now you got Cam Irving. So I would.
So would it be Josh McCown to know that the franchise was in the hands of Connor Shaw, Thad Lewis, or Johnny Manziel at this point right now?
I guess.
You know, this in the 2015 season,
maybe
what,
Joe
one
Hayden,
player going down?
But the template, but the
corners
and
are still going to be okay.
And why? I said Josh McCown at first thought, but thinking that back through, you have to understand the template of football that we're going to play. That doesn't change. If we lose Josh McCown, that doesn't change. We're going to be a top five defense. If we lose Josh McCown, that doesn't mean that we're going to play amazing special teams. If we lose Josh McCown, that doesn't mean that we're not going to be able to run the football dominantly when we want to run the football. It affects a portion of the offensive side of the ball. Now, a huge portion, especially in today's NFL.
Right.
Can you accelerate the learning curve as we as we attempted to do in 1 week or multiple weeks with Johnny Manziel? It's almost like a case where he needs to make as much growth as possible to be ready for that each and every practice, each and every snap of a football game, so that there is no significant drop-off.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
All right, guys, we got about 90 seconds left. The Browns' second-round tender of Tashawn Gibson struck me as Ray Farmer again trying to let someone else set the market for his contract. No one would give up a first-round pick and big money for him, but a team drafting late just might give up a number two. Then the Browns could decide whether to keep him, depending on the contract, or keep the pick and replace him. Now they have alienated him, and either we'll have to pay top three safety money or let him walk, along with Mack, Taylor, Wynn, and Schwartz, for four compensatory picks they will bring in return. Your thoughts? That's from John. Maybe we should leave that for tomorrow.
We can talk about that tomorrow, but I don't think they were trying to set the market. I think they knew that nobody was going to do it, so and nobody did make an offer on him at that tender level. They knew it was safe, and it was just negotiating and saving $1 million.
You're right. And another tender that's coming up June 15th is the deadline for the Cleveland Browns' ability to maintain the second-round tender on Tashad Gibson. I do not foresee them reducing that tender, because I think that only makes getting a long-term deal done with Tashawn even sketchier.
Yes, they're going to get the long-term deal done. It's going to happen. All right, that'll do it. Big high coming off the Cavaliers win 2-1 in the series. They got to get it done again tomorrow. Let's go, Cavs.
Win at home, and it's done.
And it is done. That is correct. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. Want to thank Charles Gaines for joining us, the Rookie Corner. Great interview. If you missed it, check it out on clevelandbrowns.com or the Browns mobile app after we get that posted this afternoon. For Jason Gibbs and Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Segura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Deli, deli, deli.
Go Cavs.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.